Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business people, as you know, are special people. They think in a certain way. They do things in a certain way. They don't react the way the normal person that the employee would think. They think about it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, weekends. No matter where they are, they're looking around, and their mind is trained to think business. But, you know, as our mind is trained to think business, we also have to be careful because we make assumptions. And what assumptions do you have about your business that just aren't working? Here's an example of an assumption, and I've heard this for so many years. Never call anybody on a Monday morning. Never call anybody on a Friday afternoon. Never call anybody on a Wednesday. Never call anybody. And if you listen to all of this, you'll never call anybody. You don't know what their schedule is. Get on the phone and call them. Prospect them. Don't just say, I can't do this because it's Monday morning. Monday morning might be the best time to call them. It might be the worst time to call them. But if you make assumptions about what you should not do, then you will limit yourself as to how you can do business. So we look at our customers and we make assumptions about our customers or clients. They absolutely love what we do. They are loyal. They will be there forever. But we don't really understand what they're thinking. We don't talk to them. We don't give them the expert advice, and we don't give them the care and the service that we gave them in the beginning. We assume that they're going to be with us forever. And then one day they just leave, and we go, what happened? We don't know. Or we assume that employees are just going to be there forever, that we don't need to nurture them. We don't need to be in a position where we talk to them, find out what they're thinking. Or salespeople are doing sales in the way that's productive for the company. And we assume that salespeople are actually prospecting, that salespeople are out there selling because we haven't looked at the contact manager. We haven't had a conversation. We haven't had a sales meeting. We haven't picked up the phone and called a few of our great customers and say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? We don't make constant contact with them. We assume they're going to be with us forever. So understand, you need to be very careful what your assumptions are. You need to get into your thought process, and you need to evaluate what you are thinking. Don't just take people for granted that work for you. Don't take customers for granted. Don't take vendors for granted. Don't take anything for granted. And in business, we have to look at things from a positive position, which gets us to where we need to be. But we need to also look at things from a negative position. Now, that's not being negative. It's the what if. What if I lost that person? What if I'm not giving service to my customer? What if I really am not making contact with my banker and I want to absolutely increase my line of credit? Now, it works the other way. Does my insurance company take me for granted? Do they call me up and review my insurance? Do my suppliers, who I give a great deal of business to, have they fallen off? Are they not giving us the customer service? You see, it works both ways. Don't make assumptions and don't accept the assumptions about your business, and you will be more successful, you'll have less stress, and you will enjoy coming to work every single day. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.